Masechet Shavuot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet, a person who's Tameh is not allowed to enter any spot of the Bet HaMikdash or Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount. But they range in levels of holiness. A Korban is only obligatory if a person enters parts of the actual Bet HaMikdash while he was Tameh. But if he goes on to Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount, when he was Tameh, he's not obligated to bring a Korban. Here the Mishnah is going to talk about which parts of the Beit HaMikdash obligated a Tameh person to bring a Korban when he goes on to them when he's Tameh. Mishnah says, Ehad HaNichnas LaAzara, Ve'ehad HaNichnas LeTosefet Azara. A Korban is obligated when somebody who is Tameh enters the Azara, which is the main courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, or he enters an addition that was added to the main courtyard if they added area to the courtyard later on, because that added area takes on the sanctity of the Azara itself. How do they add area to the Azara, to the temple courtyard, or to Yerushalayim in general? The holiness of the Azara is that certain korbanot could be eaten over there, and a person, if he walked there, would be obligated to bring a korban. The sanctity of Yerushalayim is that certain types of korbanot could be eaten there, kadashim kalim, lower level korbanot, and then ma'aser sheni could be eaten there as well, but not outside of the city limits of Yerushalayim. So how do they add to the city or to the azara? What do they have to do? What's the formal process in order to get it done? So we say, you're not allowed to add, ela b'melech, v'navi, v'onim v'tumim, u'besanhedrin shel shiv'im v'ehad, there has to be a formal approval of a king, of a Navi, a prophet. The Urim Vetumim. The Urim Vetumim was a piece of parchment that had the Shem HaMeforash written on it. It was placed into the Hoshin, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, and when questions that faced the nation had to be addressed and the Jewish people needed to communicate with Hashem, they would ask the Urim Vetumim, and the stones on the Hoshin would spell out the answer of Hashem. And also the Sanhedrin Shel Shivim Ve'ahad, the great Sanhedrin, also had to approve the expansion of either Yerushalayim or the Azara, u'b'shtei todot u'b'shir, and two loaves of bread from the Todah offerings, and with a song as well, sung by the Leviim, had to be done. The Todah, Thanksgiving offering, consisted of 40 loaves of bread. 30 of them would be matzah, and 10 of them would be hametz. So when they were trying to build or enlarge in a city, they would bring two todah offerings, so it's a total of 80 loaves, and they took from each one of them one hametz loaf, and they brought them together. So now there's two hametz loaves, and each loaf was carried by a kohen who circled the entire area that they wanted to add to Yerushalayim. We're talking about the expansion of the Beit HaMikdash, of the Azara, they would not use a Korban Todah, but they would use a Korban Mincha, which could be eaten in the temple courtyard in the Azara. The Korban Todah, by the way, could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, so that's what they used. These loaves, like we said, would be marched around along the edge of the area that they would be adding, and we said Shir, the Leviim would sing Tehillim at that point in time. Once they circled the area, they marched, then the addition becomes part of the original boundary of Yerushalayim, or the courtyard, the Azara, and all of the holiness that that entails is joined with it. How is this march? What did they do in order to make this march happen? The Bet Din, the great Sanhedrin, would march in the following manner. They would have two loaves of the two Todah offerings that were carried. They went all the way in front, and the Sanhedrin walked behind them. The king and the Navi and the Urim Vetumim and all that would not have to join. So the Sanhedrin would walk behind the two loaves. They call Israel ahadahem, and the rest of the Jewish people walked behind them, behind the Sanhedrin. They walked this until they reached the end of the area that they wanted to make holy. Hapenimit ne'echelet v'ahitzona nisrefet. After the march, these two loaves that we had, the inner loaf was eaten, and the outer loaf was burned. Different understanding of this according to commentaries, but we will understand that the inner loaf is the one that was closer to the Sanhedrin that was behind the loaves, And the outer one was the one that was up in front, all the way ahead. So the inner one would be eaten, and the outer one would be burned. Ve'kol shelo na'asa bechol elu hanichnas lesham in hayavin aleha. So any addition to the Bet HaMikdash itself that wasn't done formally with all of these requirements, the approval of the king and the Navi, and the asking of the Urim Ve'tumim, this great Sanhedrin, and that march with the Levi'im, would not have the sanctity of the Bet HaMikdash, and if somebody went there while he was Tameh, they would not be obligated to bring a Korban, because that spot that they walked onto didn't acquire the full holiness of the Bet HaMikdash.